To gain knighthood in medieval times was a long and arduous task. Knighthood was not bestowed purely because a young man was the son of a noble. There were many steps to achieving a knighthood, requiring years of training. The steps toward achieving a knighthood started with training as a page, and then as a squire, also referred to as esquire. The sons of nobles, except those who were destined to take holy orders, were placed in the service of the great lords of the land. These sons of the medieval nobles were sent to live in the castle of their liege lord and learn the skills required as a medieval knight. The medieval knights practiced their knightly skills at the tournaments of the medieval era. Various forms of combat were practiced at the tournaments, including jousting, archery, and hand-to-hand combat using swords and other weapons. Various ceremonies were attended and oaths made before a man could become a knight. The qualities expected of a medieval knight included bravery, courtesy, honor, and gallantry towards women, from which we get the image of knights in shining armor. The concept of a code of chivalry led to an idealized view of medieval knights in later times, resulting in various legends about a ruler called King Arthur, his kingdom called Camelot, and the Knights of the Round Table.